figure out what God's will is. What is God's will? We don't know until we exercise our gifts. We don't know until we actually go out and go on faith and live on faith. All of our parts come together. For what reason? I well and truly believe that we're not here on this earth just to be born, to have a family, to get older and then eventually die. I believe that we're here for a purpose. I believe that each and every one of us have a very special divine purpose that's going to be revealed when our gifts are toned to the point where God can use our gift, our abilities. In Matthew 17 says, "No human has shown this to you, Peter." Peter was the one that denied Jesus, right? He was the one that denied Jesus. But yet, Jesus prophesied. Jesus knew that he had a gift, and it was being revealed as he spoke. How many of us have gifts that are ready to be revealed? Well, unfortunately, sometimes our gifts can become tainted by pride. You know, someone has a gift to sing, and they become obnoxious singers. Some have gifts of athleticism. You know, they're good superstars in football or baseball. They have a rotten life. You know a few of those? You know, they let pride get away, and they use their gifts for the wrong reasons, and they begin to be destroyed. That's not what God wanted us to do. God wanted us, He gave us gifts to use those gifts for the establishment of the kingdom of heaven here on this earth. To reach out and touch someone in a mighty way. We can't do that if we don't hone our skills. We don't build our gifts and utilize our gifts. The gift to cure cancer is literally right there in the grass. Someone or some group is going to pull their talents together and solve this terrible disease. But in the meantime, we have to continue to work on our gifts. So my message to you is, use your senses. There's five senses, and we've mentioned them, but pride is not one of them. Fear is not one of them. Do we have a sixth sense? I don't think so, but I think we can, if we tone our gifts so great, then we can certainly have that gift of prophecy. And we can say that I'm going to become, if a young student comes to you and he's good in math, you can say, you know, you can become an engineer. And encourage that young person to become an engineer. You can become a scientist. Encourage that person to become a scientist. You can play in a band. You can play football. You can play baseball. But don't let it get to your head. Don't let it become so overpowering that you lose the essence of the gift in the first place. Let us continue to nurture our gifts, nurture the gifts of others, share the gifts, all for the purpose of God's calling, according to His will, not ours. Let us pray.